his footprints. And then he heard something. A snuffle? A whimper? A small breath? He wasn't sure, but it was enough. Underneath a bush beside the path was a bundle. Silas picked up the bundle, and to his amazement, found himself gazing into the solemn eyes of a tiny baby. Silas cradled the baby in his arms and wondered how she had come to be lying in the snow on the coldest day of the year. Someone had wrapped her tightly in a heavy woolen blanket, but she was already very cold. Her lips were a dusky blue, and the snow dusted her eyelashes. As the baby's dark violet eyes gazed intently at him, Silas had the uncomfortable feeling that she had already seen things in her short life that no baby should see. Thinking of his Sarah at home, warm and safe with Septimus and the boys, Silas decided that they would just have to make room for one more little one. He carefully tucked the baby into his blue wizard cloak and held her close to him as he ran toward the castle gate. He reached the drawbridge just as Gringe, the gatekeeper, was about to go and yell for the bridge boy to start winding it up.
"You're cutting it a bit fine," growled Gringe. "But you..."